The Maid of Newton. In summer, when the naps were bright in cool-aired evening's western light, and hay that had a dried all day did now lie grey to dewy night, I went, be happy chance or doom, from Broadwalk Hill other to Coombe, and met a maid in all her bloom, the fairest maid of Newton. She bore a basket that did ride so light she didn't lean aside. Her face were oval, and she smiled so sweet's a child, but waked with pride. I spoke to her, but what I said I didn't know. With thoughts of lead I spoke be heart and not be head of o'er the maid of Newton. I called her, oh, I don't know who. 'Twould be a name she never knew. And to the heel she stood upon, she then brought on her hinder shoe, and stopped avore me, where we met, and with a smile wound can't forget, she said, wi' eyes as women wet, "No, I be one in Newton." Then on I rambled to the west, below the sunny hangin's breast, where down athert the little stream the brudge's beam did lie at rest. But all the birds with lively glee did chirp and hop from tree to tree, as if it were from pride to see go by the maid of Newton. By fancy, lad, at evening's glow, I once did go a-roving slow down where the elms, stem be stem, to stand to hem the grove below. But ere that, my feet versook the grove to seek the little brook at Coombe, where I mid sometimes look to meet the maid of Newton.